This is the BGZ Blind Geek Zone podcast number 4 for March 21st, 2007. Hi, this is Rick. How's everybody doing? Welcome to spring. And here in Ohio today, it at least feels like spring. It's almost 60 degrees. Very nice day out. Glad spring's here. I'm real tired of winter. Just had a few things to talk about today. I received an email from Eric Damery just after 8.0.1163 came out. I had made some comments on a couple of the mailing lists that the virtual buffer problem still existed. Eric's contacted me a couple of times about this, and he said that the problem has been partially fixed, and he told me last week in another email that it would have been more fully fixed, but there was a problem, I guess, with RSS feeds in IE7 not working right, so they had to backtrack a bit. But Eric did say that he was very hopeful that the next release, the next update, which he hopes will be in April, will nail this down a lot better, and that'll be great. So, thanks Eric for your emails, appreciate it a lot. It's nice to know that people at FS do, you know, pay attention to what us little peons actually say out here, and hopefully you maybe even listen to my podcast some. You know, it's great to know that the people, you know, in the assistive technology area, you know, are listening to us and making the products better, you know, from our suggestions. You know, that's great, and I appreciate it. Okay, the next thing is, wanted to talk a little bit about a new program. Well, it's not really new, but it's kind of new to me. It's called Audacity. It's an audio editor. It's free. The address you can get it at is http://audacity.sourceforge.net. That's http://audacity.sourceforge.net. The latest stable version is 1.26, and that can be downloaded there. Hopefully here within the next day or so, I'll also have that on my website. I just posted a audio demonstration of Audacity up on the website. It's from Gene Asner, and thank you, Gene, for allowing me to post that file on my website. Gene also has an internet tutorial that he sells, and there's also a link in the audio section of my site to get to that too. Hopefully some of you will be interested in that and may consider purchasing Gene's internet tutorial. That you know, would be great. So thanks again, Gene, for allowing me to post your files up on my site. Thanks again to everybody that has posted lately to my site as well. Joseph Lee has allowed me to post a three-part series on Vista. Part one is up on the website right now, and you can go listen to that. It's very good, and there's two more parts to that. Richie from blindbridges.com also sent me a file. It's about JAWS training. It's some extra information that you may not know about doing certain things in JAWS. And you may want to give that tutorial a listen as well. And anybody else that would like to send up any kind of tech audio files for anything, I'd be more than happy to post them for you if you would like. But back to Audacity. As I said, it's a free program. It's an audio editor. One of the neat things about it is it's a multi-track audio editor. And right now it's really one of the few that there even is out there that we can use accessibly, and it's the only one that's free. I played with that just a little bit. I made a real short file that had three audio tracks merged together, and it worked out rather well. There's a beta right now. I guess it's not totally stable, but it's 1.32. And I was reading through the list of changes, and apparently the makers of Audacity are taking care to make it accessible as much as possible for screen readers. And in version 1.32, once that actually comes out, you can download the beta version, but probably should wait till it's more stable, promises even more accessibility to the program than the current version does. So that is great. I applaud the makers of Audacity. It's nice when people that are creating programs, you know, will listen to the visually impaired community and, you know, actually go out of their way to make changes to help us use their programs. So, you know, that's great. So you may want to give that program a try. You know, I'm actually recording this podcast with it right now, so we'll see how that comes out. Hopefully everything will work well for me. Okay, I've made a couple little changes to the site. A lot of you have probably noticed by now I have a sound file that plays at the beginning when the web page is loaded. I hope this doesn't bother anybody too much. I did want to just have a little sound file, you know, on the site, you know, especially for the visually, you know, the people that can see that come to the site, and, you know, actually sighted people do look at these sites. So I do want to make the sites, you know, appealing to the sighted as well as the blind. You know, my site's primarily for, you know, blind individuals, but I do, you know, like to have a couple of things in it to at least, you know, make it pleasing, you know, to sighted individuals too. And hopefully, you know, it's short. Hopefully it won't bother anybody. I've tried a couple different sound files, and I guess most of the others were too long. I asked some people what they thought, and a lot of people really don't want any sound file at all, but they also said if I had to have one, this one was fine. So, again, hopefully that doesn't bother anybody. I welcome anybody's comments on it that wants to write me. You know, good, bad, whatever. You know, I'd like to hear them. Also, I've decided on my donations part of the site. And I want to thank people for continued donations to the website. I've had a few more since we last spoke. And I appreciate these donations very, very much. They will be very helpful. What I've decided to do for anybody that wants to contribute $10 to the website, I will give on a DVD a copy of all the material on the website, and I'll actually include it with the HTML code so that, you know, when you use the CD, you can just click on the index file. The site will come up offline just like it looks basically online, and you can navigate to all the documents, programs, program links, audio tutorials, offline. So anybody, you know, that gives $10, I will be happy to send you out a DVD copy of the most current version of the site at the time. Some people may like that have dial-up connections or slow connections or just don't want to download all the files. Right now there are over 1.3 gigabytes of information on the site. So anybody interested, contact me via email and I will get your information and I can send that out. Trying to think what else I wanted to talk about. I think actually that's about it. I just want to talk to everybody here, you know, once a week, just to talk about a few things I've heard during the week. I hope everybody is enjoying it, and I hope it's helpful to people. Obviously, the podcast feed is working well. I haven't had any more complaints lately, so that's great. And traffic to the website continues to increase. In this last 30-day period, I had almost 2,000 visits. The podcast feed is now the number one visited place on my website. And it is nearing 1,000 hits a week. So that's great. I appreciate everybody, you know, that comes to the site and, you know, downloads. Appreciate all your emails, comments, questions. And keep them coming. I like that very much. So this wraps this up. And we'll talk to you hopefully next week. This is my contact information. If you would like to contact me for whatever reason, for a PC question, or a comment on an audio recording or podcast that I've done, you can contact me at the following places. My website is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. My MSN is rharmon928@hotmail.com, and that's rharmon928. My email address is rharmon@blind-geek-zone.net. Please feel free to contact me with any comments or questions you may have, either about my website, my audio recordings, or anything else you might want to comment on.